Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup. Pete Gray here. Rock God Rick Maxa here, too. We have the Van Warmers here. Chucky Yayo Van Warmer and Mark Doherty talking fishing in the East Cape, Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol. Great time here. And great time to talk about fishing right now. Catch Report today. Sponsored in part by the Sato Crimp and Winer Company, where they only make the products that work. Hey, you want to end connection failures, then you need the Sato Crimp Kit. It's a must-have piece of gear for your next trip to catch everything from a regular-sized tuna to a record-sized tuna. And the all-brass crimps and other features make it better than ever. It's a favorite connection method for Royal Star, Royal Polaris, American Angler, and most of the other top boats. And if you haven't made it your preferred connection system from Spectra to Mono or Spectra to Fluorocarbon, you got to get it. It's at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. I know you probably have special deals at the show today on it.
Special deals on crimps themselves, the kit, the whole nine.
Yeah, and or at SatoCrimpAndWinder.com. Our private boater buddy, Mark Wish from Pacific Edge, is standing by. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Ricky. Morning, guests, sir. Hey, you know, just like I have seen so many times, we got good weather just ahead of the moon, whether it's full moon or coming up to dark, either one works fine. Everything just floats up everywhere, and then it's especially all the more true when it's showtime. So, you know, I got to be in the show. Can't go fishing there. But, man, we have had some very good fishing this week, both on yellows and sea bass, both. So let me start with that yellowtail. There's a huge area of fish, lots of spots to choose from, guys. You could start way up north around Santa Cruz Island up there in the Yellow Banks. They've got some of that big fish, deep water, yo-yo jig-type fishing like we've seen in so many other areas with 25 to 50 fathoms there out in front of the Yellowbacks there at Santa Cruz. And then San Clemente Island, a little closer to home here, same setup. Some private boats found some pretty good fishing down the back side of the island, not so much on the front, that smaller fish, but on the back from the dunes down to Eel Point there, provided some pretty nice ones. And again, deep water, yo-yo jig fishing. Catalina, lots of areas there producing, you know, backside east, off the V's, Silver Canyon, Salta Verde area, a lot of hard bottom around Salta Verde. It's got some fish on it there. And then a little bit of fish has come from the famous Farnsworth Bank here this week. And then above the closure, you know, in that Ben Weston zone, you got to get up above the line there between Little Harbor and Cat Harbor. The spots in there have been producing some. And then, you know, hard bottom outside the West End proper. That's all been good fishing on that school-sized yellowtail. But, man, the water's warm over at Catalina. It's been up to 65 degrees. It was there yesterday, and that yellow's up splashing around on the top, biting the fly line sardines and biting the surface iron. Man, it's like springtime fishing. It's just awesome. And then there's my favorite little spot to fish, kind of off the grid most of the time. Doesn't get a lot of attention paid to it, but Santa Barbara Island has been biting pretty well here this week. It's been kept kind of quiet, but they got ratted out ultimately, and nicer grade of fish up there, mostly yellows and rockfish so far. And you're in the Calcod zone up there, guys. You cannot fish rockfish deeper than 20 fathoms. You got to know those regulations fishing Santa Barbara Island. And I would expect to see a count of sea bass come from that sector soon. But with this good weather and coming up on the moon, there's been some good signal on the sea bass. I was talking to one of the guys I know over at Catalina here day before yesterday. They're looking forward to the fish biting backside east like they did at this time frame last month. And then some of that stuff along the coast. There's some definite sign of that bigger sea bass around, guys. And with perfect conditions, other than the fact that you just got to come to the show and watch my seminar here today and tomorrow, it's time to go fishing, guys.
Yeah, man. You're in the Pacific Edge booth right there in the middle of the show. You have your bait tanks and your books and a lot of knowledge. Come on by and see you and Chris in the booth. You've been there every day. And what time's the seminar today, Mark?
Pete, today it's 11:30 to 1. The show's kind enough to give us a little extra time. I got a really nice PowerPoint presentation put together. You don't have to listen to me talk. You just look at the pretty pictures. And You know, that's today and tomorrow, and some of this stuff is quite new. You know, fishing's been good this spring. I've been adding stuff in. I've added stuff since Fred Hall Long Beach, you know, just in the last week or so. I've added a bunch of new stuff. So
11:30 to 1, that's an intensive long seminar.
That's cool.
It's going to be a good one. And where is it going to be, Mark?
That is in the Mammoth Lake Seminar area up in that hall just above us.
Yep. Right next
and,
to next to Fastlane Kayaks. You'll see Fastlane Kayaks
right there.
And you go there. On Fastlane Kayaks is kind of in the middle room of the show, and to the if you're facing Fastlane Kayaks, to the right is the Hobie Seminar booth, to the left is the Mammoth booth, is the Mammoth Seminar booth. So you can't miss it. It's the larger of the two.
Well, and hopefully we pack it up with people here.
Oh, I'll bet you will.
Big day, but,
I'll bet you will. In the meantime, if we want to come to Pacific Edge after Sunday night, where do we find you?
Well, we'll be back at work in Huntington Beach on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. And we'll be displaying a brand new tank. We rolled it in 30 minutes before I packed up and left the show. I haven't even had a chance to look at it. It's 120-gallon double tank out of a brand new mold, first part.
Whoa.
And, so we'll be getting back to business as usual, Bolsa Chica and Edinger and Huntington Beach.
Thanks, awesome. Mark. And we'll see you at the show, 10 o'clock this morning at the Del Mar Fairgrounds.
And we're going to, in that PowerPoint, we're going to make Ricky even more famous.
Oh, my.
I like it.
All right.
Thanks, Mark.
Talk to you guys.
Hey, let's head on down. Continue with our catch board. Go over to San Diego and C4 Sport Fishing. Talk to our buddy Marcos. What's up, Marcos?
Good morning, guys. How you doing today?
We're doing great this morning. Good morning.
All ready for the weekend at the show there?
You better believe it, man.
You know, there's no one here eating all the Rock Cutter breakfast burritos.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
You
know, what
you
a shame.
To stop and pick a
they're available.
With you.
Yeah, I don't like hearing that.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you're at the show. You should be selling them there.
Couldn't agree with you more, my friend.
Well, we've had some good fishing this week. Weather, like we talked about, you know, holds steady a bit there. Fishing picks up a bit. Half day, very good bottom fishing. A few bass sinking in the mix. Mostly rockfish, reds, other bottom fish there. I know people have been waiting for this one. San Diego's back online. They're at the islands today. I had all our regulars out today. They're going down there to take a look. Hopefully they catch something. And he's going to be online. He's pretty much every day here. Just need to get some people out here, get on the boat, get down to the islands there, do some fishing. And just start reminding you guys now as the season approaches here, if you don't have your passport yet, get it, because you're going to probably need it this summer for a lot of these trips. And, you know, it's a little bit of investment, but it's going to last you 10 years. So definitely something worthwhile checking out there. So check the website. The new Seaforce online for their half days. San Diego's online for the three-quarter days. The Outer Limits is out on a day and a half. They're out at the Cortez, Tanner Banks, you know, offshore there in California waters, taking a look around. And he is online for next week, so I have availability there. So you have a few options for sure. Half day, three-quarter day, day and a half. If you got family in town that doesn't want to fish, maybe get out on the water there, take them whale watching. Seaforthlanding.com. You can make reservations directly online. You can always give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. More than happy to help you guys out and get you out there fishing.
Marco, sounds like some good stuff on the horizon. Good to have Booger out there. Guys, checking out for tuna. Some good stuff to be coming this week at C4 Sport Fishing. Appreciate that a bunch. And great report, and boys are doing a great job holding the booth down. We've been seeing all the guys, and C4 is always very well represented at the Fred Hall Show.
Yeah, keep an eye on them. They're troublemakers.
We'll do our best. We'll try and lay some cover fire, some rubber bands down for
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Oh, boy.
Thanks, all Marcos. Right. Great report. We'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos.
Here's a guy that's going to be well-armed today in his booth at the Fred Hall Show, Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financial. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, Rick.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning, buddy.
Hey, as far as Baja goes, things continue to be a little bit scratchy on the Pacific side. The wind and the swell and a little bit of water roll down in central Pacific have slowed things a bit. But Mulegé, Bahia Concepcion up to San Bruno seem to really be holding a lot of fish, good weather, and be a good time to shoot down there. They just had a kayak tournament in Mulegé up in the river, and 3-pound snook, which people haven't seen for a while in that little freshwater river there, showed up and won the tournament. They continue to see Cabrilla, also some yellowtail and the bigger grouper are starting to move around. Inside the bay, the whale sharks are still there. Rooster fish have been boiling. Up at La Bocana, way up the coast there, a little ways up the coast, the bigger yellowtail grouper are still there. Still deep water fishing, but the weather has been nice and still a good place to head. As far as the northern Pacific side, the water seemed to roll a bit at San Quintin. Nobody's really been out slow there, and still the rockfish, but yellowtail haven't been really on the hit there. Up at Ensenada, yellowtail around, slow as well. A lot of red crab. and some rolled water. So I think that as far as Baja goes, heading up to the central Cortez would be the best call now, and just wait for things to heat up here, get the water to turn back around, and start the spring spawn here.
Indeed, ready to go. And, of course, you'll be at the Fred Hall Show today and tomorrow at the Del Mar Fairgrounds in your booth, talking to a lot of people, haven't you?
Yeah, it's been busy. It's been a good time. We see them come down the line and stop by see you. We're right down from you, and everybody's having a good time. It's been great.
Yeah, so stop by the booth today at Sport Fishing Financial right there in the same row as Let's Talk Hookup booth. And if we want to call you in your office, how do we find you?
On the landline, 949-481-1807, and then on the internet, sportfishingfinancial.com.
All right. Thanks, Rick Jensen. We'll see you at the show.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, thanks.
All right, that's going to wrap up our catch board today, sponsored by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength and durability. It is the long-range season, and the Gamakatsu Super Nautilus hook is the top angler's first choice in fishing for big tuna and other pelagic species. They have the right design and durability to help you catch your fish of a lifetime. Get the Gamakatsu Super Nautilus hooks at your favorite tackle store, and what a better time to buy them than at Fred Hall, Del Mar Show, big selection, I know at Fisherman's Landing, as well as many other tackle vendors have that Gamakatsu hooks, and everybody's got them on sale.
On sale. There you go. Buy them today and tomorrow at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. You won't be sorry. Stock up. The other thing, too, is people were coming by and going, they still have that cigar deal going on? Buy two, get one free. Is that true?
I know at Fisherman's Landing booth, buy two, cigar, get one free.
Oh, my.
Yeah,
so
pretty darn cool.
Now's the time to stock up on fluorocarbon also to today at the and tomorrow at the show. Big announcement here. Thanks to our partners at Alaska Airlines and my buddy Doug over there at Alaska Airlines, we have secured a round-trip ticket to go to Anchorage and go to Katmai Lodge in 2017.
It's so cool, dude.
So we have now our prize for our San Diego County Ford Dealers remote broadcast. The grand prize is going to be round-trip ticket on Alaska Airlines, San Diego to Anchorage, and then 4 days, 4 nights at Katmai Lodge in just outside of King Salmon in the Bristol Bay area of Alaska. It's about well over $5,000 value trip there. It's going to be actually on our Let's Talk Hookup trip in July of 2017. It's a spectacular place, and we're very happy. Thank you to Katmai Lodge, and thank you to the guys at Alaska Airlines for making that possible. So more to come. Our first one's going to be at Encinitas Ford in June, and then we're going to have three more after that, and then all ends over at El Cajon Ford on Labor Day weekend, where we'll be giving away that trip to one lucky person that qualifies either in the casting contest or in the random draw. All the rules, information on that is on the guest page of our Hookup 1090 website. Hookup1090.com, go to the guest page, look below the guest, and you'll see it.
How crazy that somebody's going to go to Katmai, trip, airfare, everything included, for just making a cast or just coming and hanging out at a live broadcast. Hang out, see the boys, watch the show, have some, you know, donuts from the cowboy, and you might be going to a full trip to Katmai Lodge.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Awesome. Want to thank our partners for making that possible. Bart Hall is live at the Fred Hall Show in Del Mar. Good morning, Bart.
Good morning, Pete and Rich and Chucky and Mark. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Bart.
Doing great. How many times were we on TV this morning?
This morning is very interesting because we had seven shots set up. We had everybody there. Scott is cooking. I've got the dive guy ready to go. And someone's holed up somewhere, and there's a SWAT team. So they pulled the TV for breaking news.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. So they're coming tomorrow. So I guess, you know, tomorrow's better than nothing.
All right. Well, we'll get the word out here.
We did 42 spots in the last 2 days. We're okay.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, no doubt about it. So big day today at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, 10 to 8 all day long. And any highlights that you can tell us about?
Well, you know, we have the San Diego County Ford Dealers presenting the Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show, and that's been a huge hit every year down here. Matter of fact, I think it gets better and better, and so we want to thank them for doing that. The Mammoth Lakes Kids Fish Free Trout Pond is full of fish. There's a couple thousand pounds of hungry trout in there that have been biting really well. We, of course, have the Great American Duck Races that the children love. There's the the Ram Trucks Ultimate Air Dogs, that's been going really well. The Savage Gear Bass Tank, continuous seminars up there. The Mammoth Lake Seminar Room, Mark Wish is on there this morning. A lot of other great seminar speakers. You've got the Hobie Kayak Seminar Room. And, of course, Ron Lane and his stuff right next door, the biggest selection of kayaks you're going to see at any show in San Diego.
Yeah, the other thing at Ron, while you're on the subject of Ron Lane, you can go have your picture taken with a giant yellowtail sitting in a kayak right there for free.
I know, you can also test the stability of the Hobies by stepping into his little pool there, and you can sign up for his fishing mission, which is coming up.
Oh yeah, the guy said that those things are going like crazy.
That's cool.
Yeah, so you know we have 200 seminars in the 5 days here. Most of the majority of the seminars take place today. There's acres of boats. We have everything from cruisers to fishing boats to tow boats to deck boats to pontoon boats, kayaks. It's San Diego's oldest and largest boat show. And, you know, I'm sitting here thinking we've been in business for 70 years and we've been in this market for 40 years, much like the Van Wormer Resorts, you know, family owned just like we are. And I'm just sitting here thinking how nice it is to have customers like that all those years.
Yeah, and you guys have been around for how long, Chucky?
My parents started in 1965. Going for 51 years?
Yeah, yeah. We're looking at our 24th annual Palmas de Cortez, or 22nd annual Palmas de Cortez trip in October. 22nd annual Let's Talk Hook Up Palmas de Cortez.
I remember Bart's father, when Fred Hall, and when we used to do the Fred Hall a long time ago, and we used to go and he would play the piano, and we would have a great time after the show.
Yeah, that was fun, huh, Bart?
No, it was fun. That's what was making me think as I'm listening this morning. You know, the generations there in the studio with you, and the generations of the Van Wormers and the East Cape, and everything they've done to promote tourism in that area, and it's wonderful. And that's what the nice thing, you come to the show and meet the people who are actually there providing the services for you. It's really nice.
Yeah, you know, one thing I want to mention about the boats, I got a chance to walk around the arena with all the boats in it yesterday. Pretty fantastic display up there, and I went by and saw Kevin at West Coast Marine with those beautiful Parkers in there. He's selling those like hotcakes, so if you want a Parker, you better get over to Kevin and see him. And then the guys at Inland Boat Center have a giant display again of all the Defiance. I know Bo from Defiance is there, along with the Aremas. They have a giant display right there, too. So if you're in the market for a boat, and if you don't have one or you need an upgrade, they have like special deal, like thousands and thousands of dollars off if you buy the boat at the show, right, Bart?
Oh yeah, this is San Diego's oldest and largest boat show, and if you're serious about buying a boat, and I think a lot of people are, you know, a lot of people look at the boats at Long Beach and then they come down to Del Mar and they make their final decision. But this is the time to make your deals, because once the show is over, then if you want to compare boats, you're going to have to drive hundreds of miles, literally, to see all the different models. And this is the time you go in there, you talk to the guys, make your deal. Traditionally, this has been a very good day. Today and tomorrow have always been very good days for selling boats. When they start selling them, they get kind of excited, so you might want to get in on the feeding frenzy there.
Yeah,
you know?
That's it. That's true. Hey, Bart, well, the other thing I want to mention, too, is join CCA California, and you get in free, and you get that incredible coupon book. And then also, buy the Friends of Rollo tickets and spin the wheel, because tomorrow afternoon will be the end of that raffle, and where we're going to be giving away all those incredible prizes, trips on the Royal Polaris, trips to fantastic resorts, Hawaii, Tom Petty jewelry, and the Journeyman trip, too, where you're going to have a chance to go on your own day-and-a-half charter on the Journeyman next August or September.
And if you want to throw an invite my way, you know, I'm in. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, yeah. You better buy some tickets. Spin the wheel. Raise money to take kids fishing and get to the Fred Hall Show today and tomorrow. Give us the hours, Bart.
Well, we open today at 10 o'clock and we close at 8, so this is the day you want to come. It's a big show and there's a lot to see and do. And then tomorrow we open at 10 o'clock and we close at 6. So it's a good time. Oh, and this weekend, now Saturday and Sunday, We have Jonathan Hall from Deep Blue Diving is set up outside. You can learn to scuba dive for the next 2 days. We didn't have it on Thursday and Friday, but now we have it on the weekend.
Wow.
And also, I forgot, Tim Alpers, the famous Tim Alpers from Alpers Trout, is going to be in the Mammoth Seminar stage during a panel discussion today also. So there's a lot going on
today. Oh, it's nonstop excitement at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. And how much is admission for all that?
Well, it's $14 for adults. Children under the age of 16 are free. There's a discount for seniors, and active military are free.
Wow. Right at the Del Mar Fairgrounds there, Vida La Valle exit off of 5. We'll see you there. Thanks, Bart. We'll see you at the show.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Scott Sherman from Fifth Avenue Insurance. I got to tell a Fifth Avenue Insurance story here before you get started, Scott. Good morning.
Morning, guys.
Hey, so I worked with one of your people at the office there. I bought a new boat. Big announcement. I bought a new boat.
Yeah.
I bought a Pacifica 36. And the previous quote, the previous owner of that boat had a policy that was $1,400 a month. Got a whole bunch of quotes around the same time. Fifth Avenue Insurance got me a better policy for $804.
And not just better as in less money. You mean better coverage.
Better coverage.
And almost half the price.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So how about that, huh?
Well done, Scott.
Yeah, well, I tell you guys, thank you. I appreciate the plug, but hats off to my staff and knowing the marketplace and having the markets available where we can look around and not just be stuck with one place. It's a benefit that has been good for us in the marine world and in the sport fishing industry because we've helped out a lot of you.
Yeah, you're doing a good job over there, Sherm.
Hey, good seeing you, Pete, at Thursday up at Fred Hall, man. I enjoyed getting up there and walking around. Reminded me of old times with the booth and the insurance company up there. Got to see a lot of the old people.
Yeah, indeed. Indeed. It was nice to see you.
Then I talked to you and I talked to the guys over at Bloody Decks because I'm getting very close to pulling the trigger on a boat. And you guys both sent me over to see Kevin at West Coast Marine. And I tell you, that 2510 has got a walk around cutty. It's really got my eye.
You better get on that because I know Jim and Mary
exactly.
From Poway Valley Collision are eyeing that boat today. It may be gone today, so you better pull the trigger before they do.
He can always do like he did for Ricky and order me one.
Yeah, sure.
I love mine, man. I can't say enough good things about it, Sherm. I think you're barking up the very right tree on that Parker 25.
Well, you know, I was looking at the pilot house, and then I got inside the pilot house, and I walked over and got inside the walk around, and there. It just seemed to me there was a lot more room to actually see the water around you and spot things, and it wasn't so restricted on vision. So I think that may be the way to go with a nice isinglass in the front, you know?
It's a great ride.
You bet. All right, Sherm, nice to see you at the show. Appreciate you coming by the booth, and keep up the good work there over at Fifth Avenue Insurance.
Yeah, I want to make sure everybody stops by Friends of Olive Booth, too, and Spencer Hill and get the raffle ticket and all those things. All that money goes to a very good cause, so make sure you stop by there today.
No doubt about it. Thanks, Sherm. Appreciate the call this
morning. All right, let's jump right back into the phones. We're going to talk to Cameron calling us from Wildomar this morning. Hi, Cameron. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how you doing, boys?
What's up, Cameron?
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, I just wanted to tell Pete, man, I had the pleasure of meeting him at the Fred Hall Show in Long Beach. He really helped us out. Providing some really cool Let's Talk Hookup gear for the memorial fishing trip for Sergeant Eric Seaman. I just wanted to say thank you. And I also wanted to say, hey, how'd you like the cookies?
Oh, those were unbelievable. Don't tell my wife. Those were unbelievable. You said your wife makes the best chocolate chip cookies. You were right. You were absolutely right.
I tried to pass them off to Ricky at the shop, and he said, no, you want to make sure you take those over.
Thanks, Ricky, for that.
I told him if those things stood in our booth for more than about 2 seconds, the chance of Pete getting one was nil.
Yeah,
like, it was not going to happen. So,
anyway, Cameron, I want to commend you for doing really good things for your friend there and taking him out fishing and taking the group out fishing and raising some money for his family.
Yeah, brother, and I really appreciate you guys and all the support that you've given us, and this thing is actually looks like it's going to go off without a hitch. So I just wanted to call in and say thank you, and I appreciate it, and I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, thanks a lot for the call.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another big block of your phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
The Fast Lane Kayak booth at the Fred Hall Del Mar Show is the place to be for Hobie Kayaks. This is the spot to check out all the latest kayaks from Hobie, and even better, talk to the guys at Fast Lane that know the product inside and out. When you buy from Fast Lane, you become a Fast Lane Hobie team member and join those in the know when it comes to kayak fishing. They would love to earn your business with their service and expertise. You've waited for the right time to buy that Hobie Mirage Drive kayak, so it's coming to the Del Mar Show March 17th to 20th at the Fast Lane booth. Check FastLaneKayaks.com.
It's Fred Hall Showtime. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Be sure to stop by the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth, the best selection of saltwater tackle at the show, including a complete selection of Cousins Tackle rods. No one has a better selection of Cousins Tackle saltwater rods than Fisherman's Landing Tackle. A must visit at this year's Fred Hall Show.
No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
It's time for the spectacular 40th annual Fred Hall Show, March 17th through the 20th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, presented by Progressive. This is San Diego's biggest fishing show, biggest boat show, biggest outdoor recreation event of the year. Celebrating the passion of fishing, boating, hunting, and outdoor recreation for 40 years. Hundreds of booths, acres of boats, over 200 seminars presented by Cousins Tackle, a giant kayak and stand-up paddleboard section, marine electronics, Ram Trucks Ultimate Air Dogs, the Mammoth Lakes Kids Fish Free Trout Pond, Savage Gear's Bass Tank, the Accurate Fishing Saltwater Tank, Hobie Kayak Fishing Seminars, Costa's Sporting Chef Cafe, the San Diego Ford Dealers Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show, archery, target shooting, fly fishing, casting, and so much more. Kids free, kids fish free, active military free. Join us and share in the 70-year legacy of the Fred Hall Shows as we celebrate the passion March 17th through the 20th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, presented by Progressive. Details at FredHall.com.
It's a whale of a show.
The Fred Hall Shows are the best place to buy your next boat, and Inland Boat Center will be there ready to put you into the right boat. They've been around 35 years and have something for everyone. Inland Boat Center will have the perfect saltwater fishing boats made by Arima and Defiance. If you purchase a boat during the Fred Hall Show, there will be factory incentives. In fact, all new Defiance and Arima boats are eligible for a free electronics package, as well as Defiance and Arima dollars to put towards the purchase of any Defiance or Arima. Please see sales personnel for details. Inland Boat Center will have the most popular fishing models on display and factory representatives to help answer all your questions. So time to trade in that old boat and get the Defiance or Arima boat you really want at the Super Fred Hall Show deal from Inland Boat Center, 681 East San Jacinto in Paris. Check inlandboatcenter.com and see them at the Fred Hall Shows.
Brace yourself for the next generation of Yamaha V6 offshore four-strokes. They're lighter, faster, stronger, smarter, and they're innovation award winners. These intimidating V6 300, 250, and 225 horsepower Predators are engineered to be offshore tough. Still, Yamaha's lightweight design makes these outboards up to 73 pounds lighter than 300 horsepower competitors. They're also faster and smarter than their peers, up to 19% faster and up to 17% more fuel efficient at cruise RPM. Add all that to a powerful, class-leading 4.2 liters of big-bore V6 displacement, and you have a definite competitive advantage. And now, these offboards are available with the advanced precision of Helmmaster, Yamaha's fully integrated boat control system. Power, precision, efficiency, reliability, the next generation of Yamaha V6 offshore four-strokes. They're miles ahead of the competition, and they're at a dealer near you. Meet them today at your local Yamaha dealer. Helmmaster available with V6 is purchased only as part of new boat packages from boat builder partners.
XSRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You are listening to the home of the Aztecs.
Quick back slam dunk. That's what I'm talking about.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
You want to get through? Here is your chance. 858-457-1090. Open right now, or 877, toll free, 877 702-792-1090. Open right now. You're going to have a chance to win a three-quarter day trip on the San Diego, which started today. And Captain Ryan Boschman will be our guest in the studio next week. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Now, speaking of fun, tomorrow morning on Let's Talk Hook Up, of course, we'll be at the Del Mar Fairgrounds starting at 10 o'clock tomorrow, too, for the last day of show season. You don't want to miss that.
No.
So Paul Hebert from Wicked Tuna we'll be right here in the studio. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Paul's in the Dana Landing booth every day in the Maui Gym display, signing autographs and telling stories. Paul's a great guy. He'll be there all day today at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, Paul Hebert. And then, of course, he'll be here in the studio
so
with
much
us tomorrow.
Fun.
So that'll be a good time. All right, 858-457-1090 open right now. Let's jump into it, Rick.
Doug in Montebello, you're up next on Let's Talk Hook Up. Doug, thanks for joining us.
I was just wondering about tipping the like van driver and your Pongero and all that stuff. Do they want U.S. Mexican peso or do they want U.S. dollar down there?
That's a good question.
Yeah, that is a good question.
U.S. dollars are fine. Yeah, that's not a problem. So, you know, the average tip for a Pongero is usually, you know, $40 to $50 a day. And for your cruisers, which has, you know, a captain and a deckhand, you're looking at between $60 and $100 a day. And, you know, I always say, don't tip results, tip effort. You know, because, I mean,
you can't control the fishing.
That's a great way to say it.
Exactly. And, you know, when the bite's wide open, you know, you can run offshore and load up no problem. But when the bite is tough, that's when the crews really shine. You know, when they're grinding out that bite, you know, trying to get you fish, you know, really, I would say, you know, definitely tip the effort. So.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Now, let's talk about pesos versus dollars. Of course, we know that the dollar has been very strong lately, and peso dollar thing. When you go to mainland Mexico, it's a good idea to convert to pesos. But where you guys are, it's really more of an American community, and it really doesn't help you or make that much of a difference. Right, guys?
Yeah. Right now, the peso variates between 17. Yesterday was 16.
Yeah.
So it varies between 17, 16, you know, around the area. I would highly recommend to go to a money exchange place before you travel, because if you exchange at the airport, you'll get the worst.
Yeah. But you don't need to in anywhere in
Baja. No.
In Baja, it just kind of.
And also credit card.
Yeah,
I mean,
credit card.
Everything.
And you get a better exchange rate if you use the credit
card,
right?
That is true.
You pay your hotel bill on the credit card?
Of course. We take American Express. We take Visa, MasterCard. So we take everything.
Just make sure your credit card doesn't have a foreign transaction fee. And there's credit cards that do that.
And also let your bank know, your credit card company know,
absolutely,
that you are traveling to Mexico.
Yes.
Because when you get to Mexico and you pay with the credit card, you will have to call them from where you're paying.
Yeah. And let's make sure we understand, too, you do need to fly. You do need a passport to come to Mexico.
Right.
Yeah. You can cross the border with a passport card in a car, but you need a passport if you're going to fly. And the passport supposed to have at least 6 months left before the expiration date.
Yeah, six months, Neil.
And your buddy experienced that. If your passport is expiring in May and you get to the airport, they're going to say, sorry, you can't go. That's bottom line. So make sure that passport has 6 months expiration on it before you go.
Every country is different. Mexico is very easy to travel to. But just, you know, if you don't have a passport, I mean, I don't know how much we've been talking over the last years. It's just something you need to get. You know, if you get an opportunity to go, you know, I mean, there's great package deals to go to Palmas de Cortez right now, and it's just something you got to have. Get that passport in the works now. If you're going to be fishing local this year, you got to have it. You're going to be flying down to the East Cape, you got to have it. It's just something you need to take care of.
And Mexico is a little more lax than most countries about the six-month rule.
Right.
Generally speaking, you're usually okay,
but
why take the chance?
Exactly.
Just get it renewed.
Yep.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Hey, let's jump right back into the phones. You're getting packed up. Again, if you want to get through, 877-792-1090. Or we have one line still open, our local line. That one's 858 area code 457-1090. Let's talk to Bruce, who's calling us from Lemon Grove this morning. Hi, Bruce. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Bruce?
Morning.
Hey, not much. Hey, are you guys going to be broadcasting live in the afternoon tomorrow, or?
No, we're going to be, we're not going to do that Friends of Rallo broadcast at all. But there will be the live draw tomorrow at the fairgrounds.
What time's the light draw?
I believe it's 5. It's 5 o'clock. I believe, and it's going to be on the main stage, and so that'll be a great time. And what they're going to do is they're going to draw. I believe there's like 20 prizes, and so they'll draw, and then each, and then whoever gets drawn top will have their choice of whatever they want. First choice, second choice, right. Third choice, fourth choice.
That's
that
a cool
type
way
of thing.
To do it.
So that way you get what
that
you.
That is a cool way to do
that way
it.
You get what you want, rather than saying, you know, something like, you know, Bruce, you win the trip on the Journeyman. Well, you may not want the trip on the Journeyman. You may not want to go to Hawaii, or you may want to go to Van Warmer Resorts. So, so that way
that's, cool.
That's going to happen. So that'll be on the main stage tomorrow, 5 o'clock. Come on down and see if you won.
Yes, thank you very much.
All right,
bye.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks,
for the call.
Bruce. Hey, let's jump back into him this time. Talk to Glenn. He's calling us from Chino this morning. Hi, Glenn. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey. How you doing, guys, this morning?
Great,
morning, Glenn.
Okay, yeah, I was going to ask a question. Okay, you were just talking about it. I almost answered all of it. If I were to get on a bus, if I went across and drove a bus out there, that pass, do I need the passport then? Or because it's getting a passport real quick. Cause
if you jumped on a bus in Tijuana and headed south, you
yeah.
mean?
Yeah.
Another one of your
getting Tijuana. A passport takes, what, 30 days?
You can get it pretty quickly. These days,
yeah. I mean, it all depends on what you're doing. So I think you need to have it just about all the time now because, I mean, you've got to have it. I think you even need it to cross over now. I mean, at least a passport card. And obviously once you're there, you would be fine. But I think the days of going across without it are about over.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
yeah. Just getting back in USA
that's
is the
hard
problem.
Part.
Exactly.
You would probably be able to walk in and get on a bus and go to Cabo, but coming
exactly.
back,
you might have a
difficult time.
No problem without a passport, but
yeah.
getting in, that's not going to be the
yeah.
problem. Yeah.
So just a good idea to have it, and it's a simple process, and it lasts for 10 years.
And I will say, oh, good.
If you get the passport card, there's one lane called the Ready Lane, and it usually goes faster. Because then you just put your card there's a thing that reads it and it goes faster than regular card. So going across the border by walking or by car, it's better to get the passport card because you can go into the ready lanes.
Oh, you can. So you if you have a passport, everybody in the car has to have a passport.
Everybody
card
in the car has to have a passport card
or the global entry card.
Or the global entry
yeah.
card, and that is faster than just the book. Because if you have the book, then you have to go into the regular line,
yeah.
which takes forever.
Yeah, yeah.
Good advice. I will say, too, you know, you mentioned 30 days to get it. You know, we were talking about my buddy Neil. If the beauty
are
of
we,
being
are
in,
we calling out Neil again?
No, I'm just saying this would be the other side of it. Being in San Diego, if, you know, there's a passport issuing agency here, so you can get an expedited service based on necessity. So if you're a guy that didn't heed the six-month warning, but you have travel itinerary to prove you're traveling.
Or you don't have a passport.
Correct. You can get that sped up to as fast as a day or two.
One day.
You can't just say, hey, I really feel like getting a passport and I don't feel like waiting. I want it tomorrow. But if you have a trip coming up, if you're going to Palmas and you found out that your passport expired, you can get the entire operation done in a day or two. Go down, provide. You have to have all your information filled out. You have to have your birth certificate. You have to have your passport photos. You surrender all that to them. They can turn around and get that passport for you in a day or two. If you want,
go to the passport office.
It's the passport issuing agency in San Diego. Just do a Google search for
yeah.
San Diego passport.
And they have
agency
one in Los Angeles
up.
Too.
I'm sure
but
there's a few.
It's probably a little more crowded.
This one's and it's an appointment only thing. You got to make your appointments online,
right.
But you can usually get an appointment for the same day. So
yeah, there you go. Let's go to the East Cape, Captain Mark Rare, Gen Ren Sport Fishing. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I wanted to call and say hello.
Mark, how's it going?
Things are going great. I'm a little disappointed. I was unable to come to Del Mar. We did exhibit in Long Beach, but we were unable to come to Del Mar and exhibit. But not too disappointed. It's one of those mirror days that you guys were talking about down here. The sea is just gorgeous calm. So,
oh, so rad.
So it's not too bad.
Yeah, you're not suffering is what you're saying. Thanks, Mark.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, poor guy.
Not that the Fred Hall show is all bad looking at fishing tackle all day, but let's see. Fred Hall, the beach here in Baja, I don't know.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Glad to hear
great. Well, sorry
so well.
We missed you. Glad to see you up in up in Long Beach, and of course you run your boats out of Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and it's all good times.
You bet. We pick up right on Chucky's dock there. People just think we're one of the fleet boats when we pull up. So we enjoy a great relationship, and I'm proud that the Van Wormers are good friends of ours, and it works out really well for everybody.
No doubt.
Anybody wants our information, I couldn't make the show, but I do have a picture book and brochures and stuff at Rick Jensen, Sport Fishing Financials exhibit at the show. So anybody looking for our stuff could find it there.
Right, at Sport Fishing Financial. All right, Mark. Well, we miss you up here, and you go out and enjoy that beautiful fishing, and we'll be thinking about you when we're inside there. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's go jump back into those phones.
You got it, man. Well, the phones are definitely packed up. How about this time we talk to Rick, who's calling us from Lemon Grove this morning. Hi, Rick. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Just a simple question. Can I buy a California fishing license at the show?
You know,
fishing and wildlife is there, and I believe you can.
Yeah, I know that they sold them at the Long Beach show, and I think the same display is at San Diego. So I'm gonna agree with Pete. I think you absolutely can.
Yeah, yeah, Chucky, you say yeah.
Yeah, I saw them yesterday.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
So you can do it. All right, very good.
Come on down
to the show. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's head back down to Baja. Jeff from Cedros Adventures is on the line. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick. How are you doing today?
Hey, we're doing great, man. I know, since we put Ryan on that trip in August, our Cedros Adventures trip in August down to Cedros Island, that trip's filling up fast as soon as I got off there, and then Ryan got on there. People want to go with Ryan. So we're running out of spots at Cedros Adventures, and I know Adrian, the owner, is right there with you in your booth, which is two doors down from Let's Talk Hookup.
Yep, we got Adrian and Javier's coming up today. He's going to tell everybody about his new 28-foot Mako.
Nice.
So another addition to the lodge down there.
Javier's coming up. That's cool.
Javier will be here today, yeah.
That's neat. One of your premier captains.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Adrian's got a lot of good things going around on the lodge. Some more improvements there we're excited about. So just want to jump in and say... come on down. We'll tell you all about it, and only a few spots left. So
yeah, you guys are running out of space. Adriana was telling me that this year, compared to last year, it's like if you want to go to Cedros Adventures, you better get on it. Yeah. Have you done that, Chucky? Fly down from Ensenada on the Cessna and fly over to Cedros Island?
I've flown to Cedros myself many times.
Oh, yourself on your plane?
On my plane.
Well, fly over there and go to Cedros Adventures.
I have a lot of family over there.
You do?
I do. One of my mom's brothers lived there in the island, and he had a lot of family.
It's a cool place, isn't it?
Yes, it's a very cool place. I've been there many, many times.
Yeah.
I've never gone out fishing. In fact, one of my cousins is married to one of the captains down there, and I wanted to go to a tournament that they have
in July,
but it's my busy time also. So.
Yeah, yeah. Jeff always goes to that tournament, right, Jeff?
You betcha. Haven't missed it.
The big yellowtail tournament. It's the big event for Cedros. Yeah, fun. Well, Jeff, I know you're in the booth there, two doors down from Let's Talk Hookup booth today and tomorrow. And in the meantime, if somebody wants to book a trip to Cedros Adventures, the right place to go on Cedros Island, how do we find you?
You find us at cedrosadventures.com. You can hit us with an email there or hit me on the cell phone, 310-435-6353.
Okay, Jeff, thanks a lot for that, and we'll see you at the show.
You bet. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right, let's jump back in the phone.
Phones are packed up. If you want to get through, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Let's talk to Dave calling us from Sereno Mesa this morning. Hi, Dave. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey guys, good morning. I'm going to be heading to the show here in about an hour or so. What is the top two deals I'm going to find at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth?
Top two deals at our booth, I would say for sure have got to be Seaguar Fluorocarbon. I mean, it's buy two, get one free. It's a discount from the normal price anyways, and you buy two, get one free. It's something that you pretty much know you're going to use all summer long, and it's everything from, 20-pound to 200-pound, so whether you fish at home for tuna or you're going down to the East Cape and you need marlin lead or whatever, that's probably the A number one. And I would say, two, I'm gonna split it between either iron, because that's something else that you know you're gonna use all year long, a really good deal on Salus jigs, Tatty jigs, Shimano flat falls, all that kind of stuff. Or the other one are those liquid sticks. It's a inexpensive rod that it's like a $99 saltwater rod that we sell from time to time in the store. We sell it, we put a big sale on them. We do them for $59.95, and at the show we're doing them for $29.95. It's kind of a loss leader thing. We make kind of no money, but it brings somebody in, and it's $29.95, and it's a legit good saltwater rod. Is it as nice as a CalStar? It's not, but for a friend, a Baja, a buddy, it's perfect.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Chucky, what about at the Palmas de Cortez booth? Do you guys have some show specials going on, right?
Indeed, yeah, we have the show specials.
Yeah, and Mark, you've been working the booth. What are the show specials?
Yeah, so we have our show specials that we have the deadline of April 15th. We also have them online. So we have all different types of packages for both Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. So
Yayo?
We have the show specials for we have some pretty good deals for March, April, August, and some days for August and September.
Wow.
Which is 4 nights a day at the hotel, 3-day fishing. Which comes for, we have some prices from $1,160 to almost $680 per person.
For 3 days of fishing?
For 3 days and 4 days. For 4 nights and 3 day fishing.
$680 per person.
It's $1,160 for two persons and $680 for a group of four, maybe three.
Wow.
So it's very varying on those ranges, but it's a pretty sick deal.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I have
and
to say.
So that's a special that you can get at the booth today
you can,
or
you
tomorrow.
You can go on the
or you
web
can go
page,
on the webpage, VanWarmerResorts.com.
You can stop by our booth. We have the show special right there. You just have to book before April 15th, and just make it in between those dates. It's a very, very good deal.
Nothing can beat
that. No, you cannot beat that.
Yeah, and you get the cheap airfares that are going on right now?
On those dates that we're doing the promotions, you usually get them because it's not peak season.
Yeah.
And you'll get some pretty good deals on the flights, for sure.
Thanks a
lot
for
the calls.
Where
can you go and stay anywhere in the world just for that fact? Not let alone that includes your fishing.
I know.
I mean, that's
crazy.
Awesome.
Crazy. All right. Hey, Owen, we don't have a lot of time left. You have a question?
Yeah, I had a quick question about fishing the local Mexican waters. I don't know what the requirements are down there as far as coming across to America. What's the new requirements now? I guess they're not new anymore.
Well, the requirements are you need, if you're within 12 miles of the coast, you need a FMM, which you can get online through our website or through the Sport Fishing Association website, or you need a Mexican fishing license. Same goes for fishing at Van Warmer Resorts.
Yeah.
But the difference is you get your FMM when you're on the plane, right, guys? It's part of your deal on the plane.
Exactly. And you just buy your fishing license at the hotel, so way easier.
Yeah. When you sign up for fishing, you get your boat, your lunch,
you'll
your everything.
Yeah, you'll meet with down there and set up with your boat and your lunch.
Yeah.
Be ready for the next day.
Anibal is such a great guy.
Yeah.
He is such a good guy. He runs your boats there, and he's just a really cool guy.
But there's actually a guy from the government that comes and sells you the license.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, you don't sell them, but the guy from the government is there.
Yes.
And the nice thing about buying the licenses there is that money stays in Baja Sur. Mexico's kind of different because if you buy the licenses up here, that you're buying it from the federal government. And the money goes to some federal guy in Mexico City.
Yeah.
It doesn't go to the fisheries. You buy the Mexican fishing license in Mexico, in Baja Sur, from Palmas, the money stays in Baja and goes to fisheries down there.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's
very
cool.
Important.
Baja California Sur, our state, is the only state in the Union or Mexican Federation that keeps the money and goes into a fund that helps the fishing, fisheries.
Helps protect your fisheries from illegal poaching and such like that.
That's awesome. I didn't know.
That's really simple.
Cool.
You know, you don't have to go online and get it shipped to you and everything. Everyone just starts lining up about 7 o'clock, you know, in the evening, and they just knock out all your.
That's awesome.
All your licenses.
Yeah, indeed.
That's one thing I can stress is everything you guys do. You make it so easy on the person. I mean, for everything, every step of the way, from the stay to the transfer to the fishing. Everything is taken care of. It's a very, very easy trip to do.
One of my favorite things at Palmas is when you're everybody's lining up, talking fishing, getting excited about the next day, and deciding what you're going to eat and drink on the boat, and watching how many cervezas each guy's getting for each boat. It's like, you sure that's enough?
You sure
36 is enough for that boat?
How many times has that conversation gone down in the fishing room?
And Anibal makes things so easy and so simple. It's a simple process, and it's kind of part of the fun.
Yeah.
Love it. No doubt about it. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing on a three-quarter day aboard the San Diego. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing. Our booth this year at the Fred Hall Del Mar Show is actually three factory booths in one. That means three times the selection and savings just for you. Let's start with Maui Jim. Over 300 pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, plus lots of custom My Maui styles, including a huge selection of Maui readers. Looking for a new pair of sandals or shoes? Olokai will have their largest selection for both men and women at the Fred Hall Show, with a huge display of the coolest styles and factory reps on hand to fit you with the right one. Again this year, Afrin Abutin will be on hand to help you select from his massive inventory of war baits. Here's big news. Paul Hebert from the hit television show Wicked Tuna will be hanging out with us. So come by, meet Paul, and talk bluefin tuna with him. The Dana Landing booth will have it all for the saltwater guy to be ready to fish. Stop by and meet me at the Dana Landing booth at the Del Mar Show. I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability, and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com. It's Fred Hall Showtime. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Be sure to stop by the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth, the most complete selection of saltwater tackle at the show, including Shimano, rods, reels, and accessories. No one has a better selection of Shimano Talica and Trinidad reels. Accessories like tackle bags, flat fall jigs, Colt Sniper, and more. Make sure to see the Torium HG. Fisherman's Landing Tackle staff knows your needs. Come see our best booth ever, Fisherman's Landing Tackle, a must visit at this year's Fred Hall Show.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner, three-quarter day fishing aboard the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. Back to the grind is going to Fred in Woodland Hills. Fred, congratulations.
First time caller.
You're going to love fishing with those guys in San Diego.
Yes, indeed. And Chucky, Yayo, Mark, a great time, great show. And talking about it just makes me want to go.
I know, right?
Palmas de Cortezas, Playa del Sol. It's such a beautiful place. You guys are so fortunate. You get to live there and experience it every day. You'll be at the show today and tomorrow, all of you, right?
Yes.
Yeah, in the Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol booth, Van Warmer Resorts. So you're right there in the corner across from Dollar Fishing Club.
Yeah, it's booth
Big Boys.
301.
Oh, yeah.
301, yeah, right there. Over there by the kind of the across from the snack bar kind of area.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. In the usual spot. And take advantage of those specials, right?
For sure. Oh, yeah. Just stop by and take a look at the show specials. You have the dates for your tournament, which is October
6th
to the 10th, right?
Yeah, 6th through the 10th of October. Yeah. It's filling up quickly, and we have $1,000 cash prize right now, courtesy of Sport Fishing Financial and Statewide Stripes. Going to have plus a bunch of other prizes, including a trip to Palmas de Cortez to return and defend your title.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a great, and it's a free tournament. That's for free.
Oh, great!
And you just come to Palmas de Cortez, fish on the Palmas boats, and you're in the tournament. You're part of our group there. So looking forward to that. And if somebody wants to go fishing with Mark, you want to use your great service as East Cape Guide Service, Mark?
Sure. Yeah. All you have to do is just go to eastcapeguides.com. And I have all the information there, and you can contact me through the site.
Okay. Oh, and you'll be at the booth today and tomorrow.
And I'll be at the booth also.
All right. Yeah. VanWormerResorts.com. You can book online or just call the office, right?
Not yet, but call the office.
Just call the office, and you can
pretty
book
soon
right
we'll be booking online.
Yeah, booking online. All right. Chucky, Yayo,
that's
Mark,
awesome,
thanks
guys.
A lot.
Fun.
Great
thank
show.
You very
thank
much,
you for
guys.
Being
thank
with
you.
Us. We'll look forward to the show today. We'll look forward to the show tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Captain Paul Hebert from Wicked Tuna is going to be here. It's going to be a pizza of a show right here, 7 to 9 a.m. We'll see you down at the Del Mar Fairgrounds at 10 o'clock this morning and right back here on the Mighty 1090 tomorrow. See you then.